The NBC Orchestra, under Joseph Stopak, plays Sowerby's program Overture, Comes Autumn Time. This work was first performed by the New York Symphony Society in 1918 and was published the following year. It takes its inspiration from Bliss Carman's poem Autumn, which begins, "Now when the time of fruit and grain has come, when apples hang above the orchard wall, and from a tangle by the roadside stream, a scent of wild grapes fills the racy air, comes autumn, with her sunburnt caravan like a long gypsy train with trappings gay and tattered colors of the Orient." We now hear the overture, Comes Autumn Time, by Sowerby.
Thank you.
That was Leo Sowerby's overture, Comes Autumn Time. The next number on our program was written by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, a composer who died in 1920 at the age of 36. Griffiths' death was a great loss to American music, for he was one of our most promising younger talents, and even the small handful of works he left us was enough to mark him as one of the most original, colorful, and poetic musicians this country has produced. Some of Griffiths' earlier work reflected the Impressionist movement, which was in vogue at the beginning of the 20th century. One of them was The White Peacock, published in 1917, and based on a poem by William Sharp, which reads in part, "Here where the sunlight floodeth the garden, here as the breath, as the soul of this beauty, moveth in silence and dreamlike and slowly, white as a snowdrift in mountain's valley, when softly upon it the gold light lingers, moves the white peacock as though through the moontide a dream of the moonlight were real for a moment." The NBC Orchestra and The White Peacock by Charles T. Griffiths. Today, most of our younger composers feel the pulse of modern American life. One of our composers who tried his hand at writing about the things we see and hear in our everyday lives is John Alden Carpenter, who composed in the early 1920s two ballets on typically American subjects, Crazy Cat and Skyscrapers. Crazy Cat was based on the George Harriman comic strips, which appeared in daily papers all over the country. This is slapstick humor, Ignatz Mouse hurling bricks at Crazy Cat's head. But Mr. Carpenter pointed out that it is all symbolic. Crazy Cat's weaknesses and vanity are common to all men, while Ignatz Mouse, cruelly mocking him, is nothing but life, bringing us to earth from our dreams. In his music for Crazy Cat, Carpenter emphasizes the American quality of this slapstick humor by using jazz rhythms, foxtrots, and Broadway-like tunes. And now, the orchestra plays part of this ballet music. Among our younger composers, Paul Creston stands out both as a man of great promise for the future and as one who has already achieved distinction. In 1938, he was awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship, which was renewed in 1939. This year, he has been given three honors: a prize of $1,000 by the American Academy of Arts and Letters, a citation of merit by the National Association of American Conductors and Composers. He received a similar citation from this organization 2 years earlier, and the selection of his Symphony No. 1 by the Music Critics Circle of New York as the best orchestral composition performed for the first time during the season. And now, Mr. Arthur Balsam, accompanied by the NBC Orchestra under Joseph Stopak, plays Paul Creston's Fantasy for piano and orchestra.